Time for our press review now, and Leo's joining us, and he's starting here in France. President Macron struggling to find allies ahead of next week's legislative elections, Leo.
Yeah, that's the headline in Le Monde this morning. Macron camp struggling to find allies. The ruling coalition will put only forward 489 candidates for the 577 possible seats, according to the newspaper. That illustrates the inability at forming alliances. The outgoing majority has decided not to put forward any candidates in 67 constituencies where it believes it will not be in a position to win against either the National Rally or the newly formed left-wing alliance. I'll move to Le Figaro, who posed the very real question, what will happen if no one secures a majority in the upcoming elections? The paper says that the country could be plunged into a major political crisis. It's a scenario that no one really wants to talk about because its consequences are still so unknown. The initial polls don't totally rule out the possibility of an ungovernable National Assembly where no political force would manage to win the 289 seats out of 577 required to hold an absolute majority. In practice, the Prime Minister must come from the majority camp to enable his government to pass legislation through the National Assembly. Otherwise, they're permanently exposed to the threat of a vote of no confidence. According to the experts, the new government could therefore fall within a week. Jordan Bardella, who will be named PM if National Rally have their way, has already said he'll only take the role if his party wins an absolute majority. In the meantime, constitutional experts see only one possible solution to the lack of an absolute majority, that of appointing a government of technicians based on the Italian model. The principle is to appoint a politician that nobody dislikes as PM, capable of creating alliance, uniting the left and the right. His job would be to lead the government until the next general election.
Let's move across the channel now to the UK. There's been a huge breakthrough there. This is in Parkinson's treatment.
Yeah, and this is on the front page of the Times here. You can see that headline, tests can spot Parkinson's 7 years early. The Guardian have a little more info on this morning, talking about AI-enhanced blood tests that can detect the disease. It's designed to work on equipment already found in NHS laboratories. That means it could be rolled out, if approved, within 2 years. To develop the test, scientists used a machine learning algorithm to spot a signature pattern in those blood tests. The algorithm was then able to predict future Parkinson's in other patients. There's no drugs to protect the brain from Parkinson's at present, but an accurate predictive test would enable clinics to identify people who could benefit from clinical trials. Parkinson's disease is the world's fastest growing neurodegenerative condition, a trend primarily driven by an aging population. The disorder affects more than 150,000 people in the UK, more than 10 million worldwide. So any major breakthrough would be an absolute game changer when it comes to saving lives.
Our third story from Europe, this time it's in Germany, in fact. Euro 2024, of course, is well underway. It's been a pretty good roaring success on the pitch so far, but off the pitch, well, not so much.
Yeah, really interesting piece in The Athletic this morning. The stereotype associated with Germany, of course, efficiency, reliability, functionality. But so far at the 2024 European Championships, none of those clichés have proven to be true. Tournament organisers have struggled with crowd control outside stadiums, and metro and rail services within the host cities have failed to manage that extra demand. The piece details problems in particular with Munich, where despite the city used to being holding big football matches, it's so far been chaos. Ahead of the opening match on Friday, the metro serving the stadium ground to a halt. People were stuck outside the host stadium for over an hour. Those outside Germany might be surprised by this, but Germans are not. They say it's been coming, especially when it comes to the trains. Deutsche Bahn was once the gold standard of rail travel in Europe. Today, it's far from that peak and has been for some time. Those who live in the country are all too familiar with the struggles. Trains are late all the time. Punctuality rate has now fallen below 60%, beneath the 70% that Deutsche Bahn has publicly committed to. In 2022, more than 33% of all long-distance trains arrived late at their destination. There's also been security concerns at the tournament, as highlighted by one YouTuber who managed to sneak into the opening ceremony dressed as a mascot. Marvin Wildhager wore a bear costume and made fake accreditation to sneak into the opening match in Munich. He published this video on YouTube afterward, detailing the stunt, which he said he partook in to highlight UEFA's security failures. He's now been banned from all matches at the tournament, but not before causing major embarrassment to the tournament organisers.
Yeah, let's hope we don't get any of that when the Olympics come here to Paris, of course, in a few weeks' time. Leo, thanks very much. Leo McGuinn, looking through the papers for us here on France 24. Latest news coming up for you after the break.